brought to you by Penguin.
The Precipice. Neoliberalism, the Pandemic and the Urgent Need for Radical Change, by Noam Chomsky and C.J. Policrinio. Read by Akko Mitchell. Forward. C.J. Policrinio. Over the course of the last couple of decades, we have become witness to the rise of a new political phenomenon, which may be loosely described as authoritarianism populism. It is a movement situated ideologically on the far right of the political spectrum, although there are some subtle differences with regard to policymaking on various issues between, say, Hungary's authoritarian populist regime under Viktor Orban and those of Tayyip Erdogan in Turkey, Jair Bolsonaro's in Brazil, and of Donald Trump's in the United States, respectively. However, what bonds authoritarian populist leaders in the early part of the 21st century is their affinity for forms of political behavior that result in repressive measures, undermine all forms of collective decision-making, and indeed of the democratization process itself, and lead to the formation of autocratic regimes. Authoritarian leaders such as Orban, Bolsonaro, and Trump employ a rhetoric that can be loosely defined as neo-fascist and xenophobic, if not outright racist, while seeking at the same time to gain popular support by using an ideology of extreme nationalism. The reasons behind the rise of authoritarian populism appear to be intrinsically related to concerns about globalization, immigration, and a dilution of the national identity among growing segments of primarily lower and working class citizens. These factors were surely at the heart of Donald Trump's surprising victory of the 2016 U.S. presidential election over Hillary Clinton, even though he lost the popular vote by 3 million votes. Indeed, authoritarian populism received its biggest boost with the rise of Trump to power and by virtue of the fact that he held the highest position in the world's most powerful nation, made him the de facto leader of the authoritarian populist current that has been spreading among liberal democracies over the last couple of decades. Thankfully, Donald Trump ended up being a one-term president, losing the 2020 election to Joe Biden. Typical of his anti-democratic impulses, and just as he had hinted all along, Trump refused to concede defeat by claiming, without a trace of evidence, that the election was rigged and stolen and incited an insurrection. By doing so, Trump's apparent strategy to sue his way to election victory on the basis of baseless vote fraud claims was also carried out with the explicit intent of having his fanatical base become ever more convinced of the need to subvert the democratic process. And here is the trouble. Trump may be out of office, but Trumpism is still very much alive and kicking in the land of the free and the brave. The Republican Party is Trump's party, and the followers of the MAGA movement live in an entirely different galaxy to the rest of the population. To be sure, the United States remains most likely the most divided and polarized nation in the world. The differences among the citizenry are not merely political or ideological. They are epistemological. Indeed, what separates Trump's fanatical base, possibly 40% of the American population, from the rest of the body politic, are alternative conceptions of reality itself. Trump's supporters reject science, have no faith in actual facts, and are drawn overwhelmingly.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?